I'm Jeffrey Fryman Weyer, and this is the State of the Arts A to Z on KDFC. Today, crescendo, celesta, and C major. The final movement of Stravinsky's Firebird Suite grows from incredibly quiet to incredibly loud, gradually gaining volume as more instruments join in. It's a crescendo, which describes the whole process, not just where you end up. It's found in scores, either abbreviated C-R-E-S-C, or with what's sometimes called a hairpin, a V-shaped angle on its side, opening up to show graphically the increase in volume. The celesta is a keyboard instrument that adds special celestial color to the sound of the orchestra. Instead of strings, its keys make hammers hit tuned metal plates and bring to mind Tchaikovsky's Sugar Plum Fairy. That's in the key of E minor. There's something about the personalities of different keys that attract composers. Chopin loved A-flat. Scriabin and several others associated the keys with colors. And in that world, C major is often considered vanilla ice cream. Two pieces show what you can do with a blank canvas of C major. Terry Riley's minimalist piece In C and Ravel's Bolero, a long, slow, gradual crescendo in the key of C, uses a celesta, along with a pair of parallel piccolos, a horn, and a flute in this section. In this incredibly slow performance, you can just barely hear it. Even the father of atonal music, Arnold Schoenberg, said, "There is still much good music to be written in C major." And that's the State of the Arts A to Z on Classical KDFC.